8:31 the time, a Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program on a beautiful and rainy day. Yes, it can be rainy and beautiful. This coming Saturday, no rain, clear skies as Human Rights Day. Presented by the United Nations Association of Orange County in partnership with SoCA University. They're hosting their inaugural Human Rights Day event. It happens from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Founders Hall Art Gallery at the SoCA University of America campus here in Aliso. And there's also satellite events taking place at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center. That happens at 7 o'clock. In to talk with us about that, we have Jane Herring and Shanina Lalita Raj. Welcome to the program, both of you. How are you?
Thank you, Ed. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Glad to have you, Shanina. I'm going to have you. I'm welcoming you. I'm going to ask Jane a question here. If I may start off with that. First of all, thank you. Thank you for putting this together. First of all, what has that been like? Tell us this last week. What has the last week been like putting this together?
You know, it's a perfect example of if you build it, they will come. And, you know, this is something I'd really hoped to be doing, honestly, 2.5 years ago, right as the pandemic was coming in. And it was really heartbreaking to not be able to do it then. So to suddenly be given the reins to do something like this only 5 weeks ago and think, all right, well, this is the first time we're doing it. It's going to be something small, but we'll get the concept going and then maybe we can build it in future years. Right. And then as word got around to both the humanitarian and arts or communities here in Orange County, suddenly it's just snowballed into an incredible event full of activists and artists and people who really want to be a part of it, not just this year, but already have ideas for years going forward. So it's been overwhelming, but in the best possible way. There's been a lot of tears, both of joy and, oh my God, what's happening? Right. But I feel uniquely suited to make this happen, and I'm honored to have been given the opportunity to do it.
And Shanina, tell us about your involvement with this event. How did they reach out to you, and what exactly will be your involvement here?
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Jane, for all your incredible work and passion in the arts and activism for the Human Rights Day event. I was introduced to Jane through Lisa M. Berman, who represents my work and also curated Intercultural for the current exhibition at the Muckenthaler Museum and Cultural Center in Fullerton. And with that, Jane was able to discover Intercultural, which is an immersive vision and sound art experience that features a quadraphonic collaboration by Nelly Furtado. And in the collection, I have portrayed women from 25 nations as I honor ancestral heritage with respect to our past, present, and moving forward into our future. And with that, it is in perfect alliance with Human Rights Day initiative by United Nations Association.
That's incredible. And first of all, you thanked us, but thank you for your involvement here. Your involvement could not be more important in this event.
Well, thank you. I'm quite honored. Every person counts to me. Every opportunity to spread peace and unity is, such value and important quality that we all need to come to terms with. And with Intercultural, when you see the work, the concept behind it is, you know, maybe when you look at the portrait of Indian woman and then maybe Mexican woman, Navajo woman, Saudi Arabian woman, for example, you start to have these thoughts and feelings that are relative to yourself. And then you start to have a self-realization experience and ultimately a positive transformation and the realization that we are one as one human race.
I will remind our audience that you will be signing your newly published book, Intercultural Worldwide Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, Professional Development Curriculum. Jane, as you see it today, and we know the atrocities happening in Iran, we know there are human rights violations all across the world. Where should our focus be? Where are you most keenly focused as to human rights violations, and particularly against women?
Obviously, right now, the world's focus is on Iran, but we must not forget that atrocities are happening all around the world. And, you know, part of being a member of the United Nations Association of the USA and our chapter in Orange County is our job is to spread awareness of what the United Nations is doing, who they are, and to implement their policies and their goals on a local level. And so, on that note, you know, we've had some people come to us and say, why aren't they doing anything? And it's we have to explain to them sometimes that, you know, there are a lot of things happening that we don't know about. On that effect, I had a conversation yesterday with somebody that I had been working on in the case of Paul Rusesabagina from Hotel Rwanda that we've spoken about before here. And I said, what's going on? What's the latest? And she said, we've been very quiet because things are actually happening and we can't say much. And so people need to understand that there are many, many different layers to how things get done. And it's not always done publicly. In fact, most of the time it is not. So what we can do on a local level where I am focused is spreading the word about what's happening around the world and what we can do about it. And that's what the goal of this event was, for people to say, okay, I am passionate about this issue or human rights in general, but I don't know what to do. Right. And so the idea is to come up and to this event, either part of them, to see these artists. We have Shanina, we have Ben Young here in Laguna Beach, who is a member of the International Association of Art, which works in official partnership with UNESCO. He's working on his way to the Florence Biennale next fall, which is really very exciting. We have Joanne Tofeles, who is known around the world for her mural project, bringing awareness to different arts or different humanitarian issues. She's an absolute force. I'm so excited she's going to be there. We have a woman from the Human Rights Special Interest Group, which was born out of the League of Women Voters. She will be presenting as well. And the idea is to see all of this art and hear from these artists and activists, or artivists as they call themselves, and be moved and inspired to do something. And then with that movement, with that excitement and inspiration, there will be humanitarian organizations on site that you can immediately turn your inspiration into action. And that was the dream from this event from the beginning, from 2.5 years ago, which is to take art and activists, put them together in a space. And so you can take that feeling, that emotion, that provocation that comes from seeing these performances or these pieces of art, and immediately turn them to action by talking to the organizations to your right and signing up to do something.
Beautifully described. Beautifully described. Shanina, I'm going to ask you a question about the self-portraits that we see. When you do a self-portrait or one that's published, for instance, when does your heart break and when is it at its warmest? Can you give us a couple of examples?
Well, I always tap into my own ancestral heritage as a source of compassion and empathy and spirit, if you will, and being a voice of the voiceless. And in my own history, my great-great-grandmother in 1891 was actually kidnapped from Goa, India, and enslaved by a British officer in Fiji. So where my, let's say, ancestry comes from, India, my heritage would be Fijian, where I'm born in the United Kingdom, raised in Canada, you know, all the years and living in America. This has really afforded me a really diverse perspective of culture, religious practices. And I always tap into that. I always go into making time for meditation. And I always imagine myself within that culture and meeting a person for the first time and having that person meet someone from my culture from the first time, as I honor that ancestral heritage unique to the culture I am portraying. And with that, you have sort of the look in your eye, the neutral expression. I'm never telling anyone what to think or feel. It's always leaving space for a person to think and feel as what it would be unique to them. And then giving them an opportunity to learn about the culture. You know, we're often taught not to stare. So this is an opportunity where they can dive into all the intricacies that really are cultural monikers that are visible dialogues that you can actually, if you knew the culture, you would know where that person is from within the country. And everything has a distinction in meaning within these cultural dress. And whenever I'm working with a cultural leader to portray the portrait, you know, there is an agreement that, one, I'm going to honor their culture and be a voice for their culture as an opportunity for others to learn about their culture. And it's also a unified sentiment that their culture stands in alliance with intercultural for a world peace message.
Oh, excellent. So Shanina, when you stated that your grandmother had been kidnapped and enslaved, we often think, well, that can't happen now. That is very much happening now, isn't it, Jane?
Well, I can tell you that one of the organizations that will be at our event is called Global 365, and they are focused on human trafficking that is happening right now. And yes, it even happens on a local level. I have met survivors. We may have some there on Saturday. It is something that is, it's so hidden in the dark, and it's actually right in front of our faces quite often. Right. I mean, I would like to see more action happening in Orange County. I know that when I lived in Dallas, Texas, if you go into some of the ladies' rooms, there are signs in the stalls that say, if you are being trafficked, you need help. This is what you can do right now. And so it's a scary reminder to read those, right. But it's important. And that's definitely an issue that needs to be addressed, along with so many other issues. But you know, going back to what you had said before about what's happening in Iran, I do want to point out that there are a lot of happenings on Saturday that are also directly tied to that. There will be a rally at Main Beach here. That's not one of our events. The United Nations Association of America is not part of that, but we are in collaboration with them, just in knowing each other, fellow activists.
Supporting them.
Yes, absolutely. And they are going to have an Iranian musician from Tehran. He's a composer, a pianist, conductor. His name is Hannibal Joseph. He will be performing there at the rally at Main Beach, and then he will be coming over to Soka to perform at our event to close it out. It's a song called Bahareh, which if you've been paying attention to the Iranian protests right now, it's a song that originally came out of Iran about 2 months ago, I believe.
Rana Mansour.
Well, she's translated into English.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's the one that's done the English version, okay. And she is absolutely incredible. She performed it at LA Fashion Week and made it part of a protest. So that's a perfect example of music as activism. And so that song will be performed in English by a vocalist along with Hannibal Joseph at our event as well, which is really very exciting.
Okay, I'm going to play the English version. I'm going to play her version of it as we step out in a couple of minutes here. I did want to ask you this though, Jane. The inspiration for this came from your capstone project as you were finishing your degree at SMU in the spring of 2020. Could you have gotten the support or could we have gotten the word out of this same event 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Or is now just the reality so much in our face that this is what it has to happen?
You know, it's a really interesting question. I do believe that what's happened over the last 2 years has not made human rights issues worse. It's just brought them to the surface. Right. It's shown inequalities have just suddenly been in our faces when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to racism, when it comes to all the different human rights issues. Suddenly they are very clear and present in our lives. So I believe that there is definitely more awareness and people feel more responsible to do something about it, which is wonderful. You know, what's been so beautiful about the last 5 weeks is the collaboration that's happened. I had originally imagined this event in Dallas because that's where I was living at the time. That's where I was getting my degree in human rights studies. And, you know, my last meeting in person about it was the morning of March 12th, 2020. And, you know, us going, you know, what's going to happen with this virus? And the next day I was supposed to go on a civil rights bus pilgrimage through the South and it was canceled and everything else fell apart. And I thought, this is never going to happen.
Right.
And the sad part about that is I'd spent years connecting with the arts organizations, the humanitarian organizations in Dallas, really long time networking and cultivating those relationships. So to try to do this here where I'm relatively new, I thought there's no way I can make it as big as I'd like to the first time around, but you can do something.
Right.
And the fact that so many people came together so quickly to make this happen, to get the support of the United Nations Association chapter, the Orange County chapter, you know, when I said to them, what's your plan for Human Rights Day? Because that's something that they always do something for, but they haven't in a few years because of the pandemic. And they said, well, do you have any ideas? I said, actually, I do. And grateful to have received their blessing to do this and their support. And then at first it was, I thought Soka University would be a perfect place to have it because of their history of peacemaking. And the fact that at first it started with, yeah, you can use our space. And then it turned into a true partnership. I'm so grateful to them. And, you know, all these other organizations that have come on board, Pacifica Institute, Orange Coast Huddle, Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center.
How did they figure into this? Tell us about Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center and how our locals can be involved with them on that
night. Sure. Yes, I'd love to because this has come together so quickly. We haven't had time to really market it. But, you know, I have always been very supportive and appreciative of the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center and what Rick Conkey is doing there. And
great work. great.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Great. And I thought, you know, I'm already putting together this big event at Soka, you know, that's going to have these presentation element to it and musical element. What if I took just that part? You know, we don't have the space to do all this big exhibition, but if we took the performance part and did a, what I'm calling a satellite event that evening, you know, just took the presentation so that we could provide that to the local Laguna Beach community. And it wouldn't be that much extra work for me because the presentations were done. Right. And so I approached Rick about this and again, so, so grateful that he said, you know, sure, right, let's do this. Right. And so, you know, Shanina, I'm so grateful to have her on board. I'm so grateful for Lisa Berman of Berman Arts Agency, who represents Shanina, to have brought Shanina into both events. Very excited about this. If you were not able to get up to the Muckenthaler at Fullerton to see her exhibit there, the fact that you can now see see her speak, see some of her pieces at Soka, and then here at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center is really very special. And then because we can't do all the presentations from the afternoon event in the evening, I will be doing a presentation myself that was originally part of my capstone project, which is some of my favorite pieces of art, both performing and visual and immersive, from around the world that have had actual impact when it comes to human rights issues. So I'm very excited to be doing that.
That's going to be a home run. I know it's going to be a home run. And Shanina, where can our listeners learn more about your story or purchase your book? Where can we go to find out more about you other than just hitting Google?
Right. So only because my name is difficult to spell, there is a ShaninaRaj.com website, and then interculturalworldwide.com is probably much easier for people. And yes, book is there, as well as a lot of information about my work, all the press coverage, the different accolades from, you know, the International Photography Award, the Tokyo International Gold, the World Art Dubai, going global with the British Council, all sorts of great stuff that's happened along the way as I continue to spread peace and love and have art serve as an active point of a starting point for people as they move forward, you know, into their higher power of peace and unity.
It's the Human Rights Day event on December 10th. That's this coming Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Founders Hall Art Gallery at the Soka University of America campus here in Aliso Viejo. The satellite event at the Laguna Beach Cultural Arts Center happens at 7 p.m. Shanina Lalita Raj, Jane Herring, absolutely important and essential work you're both doing. The best of luck this coming Saturday, and thank you for being part of the program today.
Thank you for having us, Ed.
Thank you. I'm gonna blow us out of here with a song that people may not know, but they will soon love. It's The Mornings with Ed Show.
Amazing.
8:49 the time.
For dancing in the alleys and the streets, for the thrill and the fear of getting caught kissing, for my sister, my brother, and unity, for all the times we tried to change their minds and stale beliefs, for the loss of pride, for poverty, for the dream of just a normal life for you and me, for all the children who are starving for a loaf of bread, for the greed of politics and all the lies they spread, for all the mass polluted air we breathe, for all the litter in the streets and all the dying trees, for all the animals who suffer from elimination, for all the cats and dogs who love us without no conditions, for all the tears that seem to never end, for all the images that keep on turning in our heads, for a simple smile to last a little while, for the future generations fighting for their time, for empty promises of heaven in the afterlife, for all the imprisonment of beautiful minds, for all the babies who were born and for the ones who died, for all the times you told the truth and all the times you lied, for all the speeches that we heard about a million times, for all the shacks and shelters that were sold to make a dime, for just a glimpse of a peaceful life, for the rising of the sun after an endless night, for all the pills we pop just to get some sleep, for all mankind and our country, for all the boys and girls who never knew equality, for woman, for life, liberty.